Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God, we thank God for you tuning in. You're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are so excited for you to be with us this afternoon. Right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Mabel would lead us in our opening prayer.
Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us another chance that we can pray and send up our communications. We thank you for what this day represents. We thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us, which we don't deserve, but we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We pray that you'll have your way and let your will be done. Stretch out your mighty hand. Help us today, O Lord. You know our needs today. You know all about us. Make us and help us to be what you want us to be. Oh, my God, we are seeking your will. We want to please you in every way. Oh, my God, look upon us with compassion and mercy today. Help us to seek you, Lord, and draw nigh unto you. Get closer to you. We want to do the will of the Lord, and we want to please you in every way. So, Lord, we ask that you look upon us, and we ask that you move everything that's not like you and everything that is contrary to your will. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need your help. We are desiring to get closer to you. Oh, my God, we need a closer walk with you. We want to please you in every way. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look upon your people today throughout the world, throughout this land. We want you to touch and bless, save, oh, Lord. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound, oh, Lord. We know you're able, oh, Lord. Somebody is troubled in their mind, but we know that you're able to move the trouble. You're able to fix the situation. Look upon the people, oh, Lord. Look on their needs, oh, Lord. Have mercy today, Jesus. Oh, my God, lift up the bowed down head. Look on the bereaved families. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Comfort their souls. Strengthen them and help them to overcome the situation. Help them to look to you and take you at your word. We know you said in your word you would never leave us, neither would you forsake us. But you said, lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. So we trust in you and we take you at your word. We look to you for our deliverance, for blessings, for greater anointing. We pray that you continue to send your word. We pray that you will move by your spirit, O Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Pray that you look on the mission, that you will have your way, that you will send on souls, that you will save to the uttermost. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to fall out with their ways, giving their life unto you. Help them, Jesus, to run for their life. Have mercy today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able to save. We know that you brought salvation to the souls of men. We receive thy salvation. And we pray that you will continue to bless and have your way. Let the Spirit of God prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover. Look on your people everywhere, all those who are listed on the prayer list, all those who are sick and afflicted, all the bereaved families, all those who are institutionalized. Oh, my God, all of those who are in the nursing homes. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on the Ukrainians. I pray that you have mercy today. We know thou art a merciful God, and we know that thou art a deliverer. You can work a miracle, Lord. Fix. Oh, my God, have mercy on those souls. Save them before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, I pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. And we want you to bless this broadcast and this ministry. Look on Evangelist Amin, Evangelist Khadija, continue to strengthen and encourage them. Help them to continue to do your will. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming to Evangelist Maybelle. And we're going to welcome you once again to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, and is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our late Southern District Overseer was a pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. And again, we're just so glad to spend your afternoon, that you chose to spend your afternoon with us. So right now we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 91st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 91st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank God for doing it. I'll read the last one, for next one. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 91st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 11th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title 1 School. And one is O-N-E, and if anyone would like to listen to our previous broadcast, you can log on to that site as well and click on any of the on-demand broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, our guest call-in number is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Veris Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host a power prayer line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoag teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And they just celebrated their 2-year anniversary of being on air. I believe it was Wednesday, but they had the celebration yesterday. I listened to the on-demand broadcast this morning, portion of it, and it was beautiful. And I want to read our prayer list. I want to continue to pray for Missionary Gracie White and the Breed White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Breed Horsey family, Benjamin Holmes, who has a birthday today. Happy birthday to him. Melissa Smith, Titus Edmund Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the Breeze Williams Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, Evangelist Maybell's cousins, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, the Bereaved Hall family, the Bereaved Berry family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, the Bereaved Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Hamiman's family, Robin Manthe, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson, the Bereaved Johnson family, the Spriggs family, the Bereaved Gatewood family, of course, for Tamika Huff, and for all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I would just like to sing a portion. This is a small portion of the song. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify
by the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, back by the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, back by the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, then, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mika Edmond, that you may have words of encouragement and let you be our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Hosanna. Blessed be that rock.
Yes, Lord.
God, praise God and thank God for Jesus, the Son of God. I tell you, God is so good, and his mercy is everlasting to them that fear him. This scripture was read, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Beautiful, beautiful scripture. I tell you, God's word is right all by itself. And it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And truly, I can say he's brought me this far through trusting in him. And I know he's going to take me further if I continue to trust in him. The Bible says, surely he will deliver from the snare and the fowler. The devil comes to try to destroy you, try to eat you up. But the Lord said he would deliver us. And he said, surely he will deliver from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. That's who I look to. I look to the Lord because he is my shield and he's my butler. My trust is in him always because he never fails. Whatever it is that we need of the Lord or that we believe he's going to do, God will do it. We just have to continue to look to him and trust in him and take him at his word. I thank God for being on this broadcast once again. We've had a blessed day thus far. I'm telling you, God is a good God, and he is moving by his spirit.
Praise.
Souls have been blessed on the day, and we're just so thankful for what Christ is doing. We want to encourage you to continue to tune into this broadcast and hear the word of the Lord. At this time, we're going to present to you the a speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. At this time, that will be the next voice that you will hear. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, today is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. And I invite you also, let us rejoice. For the Lord has made this day, and we are here to see it. Praise be to God. So why not rejoice and be glad in it? I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for all of you for tuning in once again. We just thank God for blessing us. Thank God for prayer, the opening scripture, those beautiful words of encouragement. And hearing about how God is blessing souls, oh, that makes my heart glad. That makes me rejoice even more because God is doing just what he said he would do. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God. My soul is happy. And at this time, let us get ready to go to the word of God, and let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we call upon you to speak to us today. Lord, send forth your word and let your word minister to our souls. Oh, God, everyone who's listening, let them hear from you the things, oh, God, that you want them to know. In the name of Jesus, whoever is suffering today, whoever has a problem that they cannot solve or need an answer, oh, God, let your word provide it for them on this day. We believe it and we count it done, Lord, and we give you thanks. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the word of God. Let us go to the book of St. John, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 13. St. John, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 13, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And verse 1 reads, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. They made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And I have a subject today, and that is the power of faith in God. The power of faith in God. And the theme is, Lord, increase our faith. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is so powerful, as I often mention. And there are so many things in there to minister to us, to feed our souls, to teach us the ways of God. Amen. And in this passage today, that the scripture lets us know that Jesus, just before the Passover came, he was on his way to Bethany. And that was the place where Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, had been dead. And Jesus had raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord. And Jesus was on his way to that place. And Mary and Martha and Lazarus, they had prepared a supper for Jesus. And Martha was the one that was doing the serving, but Lazarus was one that was sitting around the table. Hallelujah. In the meantime, Mary, she took this pound of ointment of spikenard, and this was very costly, this ointment, and it was, the smell of it was so nice and so beautiful. And she anointed the feet of Jesus, and not taking a towel or anything to wipe his feet, she used her hair. And she wiped his feet with her hair. And that odor was all throughout the whole house. at that time.
But of course, in the midst and always around Jesus, there were all kinds of people. There were unbelievers. There were betrayers. There were murderers. Hallelujah. And Judas, he was a thief. And so there were thieves around him. There were all kinds of people around Jesus, wherever the crowd was. There were some that believed Jesus. There were those who did not believe, but yet they were surrounding Jesus. So this disciple, Judas Iscariot, the one that betrayed Jesus, Simon's son, he spoke up and said, why wasn't this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? But of course, he had a motive behind saying this to make people think that he cared about the poor when he did not. He was in control of the bag and everything that went in it, and he was a thief, so he was stealing from the bag. So Jesus began to tell him to leave Mary alone. Hallelujah. And what Mary had done, she had anointed the feet of Jesus prior to his crucifixion or him going up on the cross. So she did this against the day of his burying. Praise the Lord. And the significance of that is that they would not have time to anoint the body of Jesus after he had been crucified. And this was a custom of the Jews to anoint the body prior to it being buried. But because she had done this in advance, he was already prepared to go up on the cross and lay in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. Glory be to God. So this was really a memorial. People who knew that Lazarus was there, they were coming to see him because many of them had witnessed the raising of the dead of this man. While he had been dead for 4 long days and buried, Jesus came on the scene in the previous chapter. Hallelujah. Lazarus had gotten sick, and they sent for Jesus, but he didn't come right away. And by the time he got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And so Martha, she ran out to meet Jesus when she heard that he was on his way. As soon as she heard, she went to meet him. But Mary stayed at the house. There were people there comforting them because of the loss of their brother Lazarus. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And then Martha, when she met Jesus, she began to say to him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. She believed that if Jesus had been there, he would have healed Lazarus, and Lazarus would not have died. God had a plan. He had a reason for all things. Amen. And no doubt they didn't understand why God allowed this to happen, but God wanted to be glorified. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. God wanted somebody's faith to be increased. He wanted somebody to believe in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. And so Martha, she was expressing the fact that Jesus could have healed her brother and he didn't have to die. But in the will of God, this was allowed because God had a plan. Oh, praise the Lord. So sometimes we have situations in our lives and we've been praying about it. And oh, glory to God, we believe that, Lord, if you would have just answered right then and there, this wouldn't have happened. But God has a plan.
praise the Lord. And she said to Jesus, I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. She believed that anything Jesus asked, God would do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we have that faith, glory to God, to believe God, and if we believe him according to the scripture, God will work a miracle for us. Oh, praise the Lord. So then she had this faith to believe that even though Lazarus was dead for 4 days, oh, yes, Lord, God would answer the prayer of Jesus. So Jesus began to say to her, thy brother shall rise again. Oh, thank you, Lord. But she didn't realize he was talking about he's going to rise today. Her thoughts were that he would rise again and she would see him in the resurrection at the last day, in the rapture. Hallelujah. But Jesus was referring to right now. Glory to God. Somebody sang a song saying, right now, if you believe, God will work a miracle for you. Oh, praise the Lord. So Jesus said unto her, oh, yes, Lord, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He asked her, believest thou this? Do you believe this? She said unto him, yea, Lord. Glory to God. I see by faith, her faith was ready. Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And at that, Jesus, he wept. And he asked them to show him where they had buried him. Jesus wept. But then he began to call Lazarus with a loud voice. And he called his name, saying, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, hallelujah, came forth out of the grave. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he told him to remove the napkin from his face and loose the man. And let him go, as he was wrapped in his grave clothes, bound. Oh, but Jesus called him after 4 days of being dead. Oh, thank you, Lord. God can do anything. All we have to do is just have faith in God. That power of having faith in God, you will see God work wonders and miracles. Oh, praise the Lord. But you know, there were people there who didn't like the fact that this miracle had been wrought. These were the chief priests who had consulted together. They were already plotting on killing Jesus, and now they wanted to kill Lazarus because so many people believed the miracle caused them to believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. And even today, people are still blind to the truth. They wanted to stop this work from being told around the world. They didn't want anyone else to believe the miracle that God had wrought through Jesus. Hallelujah. They were trying to keep the people from believing in Jesus. So they conspired. They got together. They were plotting on killing Lazarus. Amen. But when God does something, there's nothing the enemy can do about it. The enemy cannot stop the miracles of God. He cannot stop the work of God. Anything God wants to do, the enemy will try to interfere, but there's nothing he can do to stop God. Even unbelief won't stop God. Just because a person doesn't believe
it doesn't mean that it's not true. People believe all kinds of things and they don't believe certain things. Just like Thomas, he was one of the disciples that when Jesus appeared to them and they saw him and witnessed the nail prints in his hands and his feet, Thomas wasn't with them at the time, but they told Thomas that they had seen the Lord. But Thomas was adamant. He was determined that he would not believe until he can see for himself the hand, the nail prints in his hand, and put his finger there and thrust his hand in his side. He said that he would not believe until he could see it for himself. Hallelujah. Then days later, when Thomas was with them, Jesus appeared again, came in the midst of them. And Jesus, glory to God, said to Thomas, for he told him to thrust his hand in his side, you know, to put his finger in the prints that were in his hand. He told Thomas to do this. Oh, praise be to God. And Thomas, he did that, and he just fell down before him saying, my Lord and my God. See, he didn't believe unless he saw it with his own eyes. Oh, praise the Lord. But nevertheless, Jesus began to say how blessed those who have not seen are if they believe and have not seen. Yes, he believed because he saw it. But the ones who believe and have not seen, the ones who have faith and believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that God raised him from the dead, shall be saved. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus told Thomas, said, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And so the Lord began to work many, many signs and wonders in the presence of his disciples. And they're not all written in the book of in the Word of God. They're not all written there, but he wrought so many miracles that all of them are not recorded. Praise the Lord, but enough are recorded and written for record so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through his name. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God for the Word of God. The Word of God is right. The Word of God is true. And any time you make up your mind to live for God, any time you make up your mind to do something for the Lord, the enemy is out to destroy you. When Jesus was approaching Jerusalem, and today, commemorate Palm Sunday, the people who had seen this great miracle, they came there because they heard that Jesus was coming. They also wanted to see the man that Jesus raised from the dead. So these people came to this feast, and when they saw Jesus coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees, and they went forth to meet him. And these people, they were magnifying the name of the Lord. They began to cry out, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And I see by faith how they began to lay the palms all out in the path. Hallelujah, as if to lay down a red carpet for the king to come into Jerusalem. And Jesus was on his way, yes, Lord, to go and to lay down his life for the whole world. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He was on his way to give us eternal life, to shed his
yes.
blood, to save us. Hallelujah, to die in our place when we all deserve to die. But Jesus, though we were yet in sin, Christ died for the unjust, godly. He died for the unrighteous. He died for the sinner. Hallelujah. He did it for you and for me. The power of faith in God can help you change your life. The power of faith in God will cause everything in your life to change completely. Hallelujah. If you have trouble in your life, God will move those troubles. Thank you, Jesus, because he is a very present help in trouble. Glory be to God. I tell you, I thank God for the word of God. I thank him, hallelujah, for his powerful word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, the word of God is right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for his touch today. I thank him for the moving of his spirit. And I think on that day of his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where he gave us the victory over death. Hallelujah. The victory over sin and shame. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Truly have the victory in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I just thank the Lord once again for the word of God. I encourage you to take this word of God in. And at this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the messenger. Oh, my God, help us to take your word in. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will bless some soul through this word. Pray that you will touch in a special way, that you will deliver souls. Somebody needs you today, Lord. Somebody believe your word today. Somebody want to be saved. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Draw the souls of men unto you, O Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, Lord Jesus. We know you're able today, Lord. We know you're yet saving. You are yet healing and delivering. Help somebody to take you at your word, Lord. Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless and continue to send your word and your anointing. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to have your way in her life. Oh, my God, help her to continue to preach your word and do your will, Lord. Depend on souls. Depend on help, Lord. Jesus, we're depending on you. We're looking to you today, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, Lord. Jesus, we're looking to you. We're trusting in you, Lord. Our hope is in you, Lord. Jesus, move in a mighty way. Work a miracle in somebody's life. Draw someone in through your bands of mercy. In the name of Jesus, shower down blessings, Lord. Help somebody, Lord, to draw nigh unto you. Jesus, oh, my God, we're waiting on you, Lord. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to look to you as never before. Help us to trust you with all our hearts. Oh, my God, help us to contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us to take you at your word and to launch out by faith in the name of Jesus. Move, Jesus, while we're praying, while we're waiting,
Lord, you move, Jesus. Have the way, Lord. Let your will be done. Faith to the uttermost, Lord. Fill some soul with the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick, Lord, and deliver the bound. Jesus, make ways out of no ways. Open up the door, Lord. Help the people today, Lord. Be guide and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you today. We believe your word, and we trust in you.
Thank you, Lord.
You at your word, oh, Lord, on this day. Pray that you continue to bless, continue to send your word and send your anointing. Let the Spirit of God prevail, and let the blood of Jesus cover. Save to the uttermost, deliver souls. Let thy name be glorified. Help us to lift you up. Help us, Lord Jesus, to exalt thy holy name, for thou art worthy. And we thank you, O Lord. We thank you for going to the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the mercy, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been good to us, O Lord. You've been merciful unto us. We don't deserve your mercy, but we thank you, Lord, for giving your life, for rising again with all power in your hand. Help us, Jesus, to take you at your word. Oh, my God, help us to continue in prayer, continue to look to you as never before. For we know that thou art able to take us through every situation that is going on in our lives. And we thank you. We give your name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Amin. She preached out of her soul on the day. And we hope that God's word has penetrated somebody's heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We hope that you will continue to look to the Lord, trust in him, as the scripture that was read. The all of those that trust in the Lord, he will deliver. He said he would, and we believe him and take him at his word. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this day and what it has represented. I pray that you had a blessed Palm Sunday on today, and we pray that you will continue to look to the Lord and take him at his word. And we are praying for you, Evangelist Amin, that you will continue to do the will of God,
amen,
and that God will have his way in your life. God bless you for such a beautiful message. And we are asking those that can get a word of prayer through, we ask that you continue to pray for us and for this broadcast. God bless you. At this time, this part of the service is now into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Nadell and the words of encouragement. Thank God also for the powerful word of God that came through Evangelist Hameen, talking about the power of faith in God and saying, Lord, increase our faith. And this was a very encouraging message that she preached.
Yes.
And I thought of how Job, he declared that God could do everything, but sometimes we limit God in our own minds. Mary, she believed that Jesus could have healed Lazarus, her brother, but it didn't even dawn on her that he could also raise him from the dead. But he can do everything, even if we can't even fathom it. Like she said, just because we don't believe doesn't mean it isn't true. Some people don't believe God. It doesn't mean he doesn't exist. He still exists, and he can do everything. I enjoy the word of God today. I enjoy the broadcast. Say one thing with Angel Tameen. Keep on preaching the word of God. And at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that prayer and also for those beautiful remarks and exhortations, words of encouragement. We just thank God for all of you who are listening. And I pray that the Lord has blessed you through this ministry and continue to bless you. And also, we just thank God for Evangelist May being back on. She was not able to get on Friday night, but she's back on this afternoon. And also, I'm just happy about the Lord blessing with the Gospel Truth prayer mission. And we were there on last Sunday, and I tell you, the Lord, he began to bless so greatly. And I don't know, maybe, Evangelist May, you want to give that information. There may be somebody who would like to come to that prayer mission and may be in need of prayer, and you want to give them the information so they can come and receive prayer or come there and pray.
Yes, praise the Lord. If you'd like to come and pray, you can meet us at number 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And we thank the Lord for all those who did come today. The Lord is truly blessing, as Evangelist Tameen stated, how that the Lord met us there on Sunday. I tell you, the Lord moved in that place. He showered down his anointing and his spirit, and we begin to go forth and praise God. And we thank God for all the souls that came. They truly said they enjoyed themselves and that they would be back. And some of them came back on today. And I tell you, God is moving. He is proving himself. The soul acknowledged that they was a sinner and that they believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And they acknowledged that they had been converted. A change
Jesus
has taken place in their life. Glory to God.
Thank
you. God is doing something. He's moving. I tell you, God will start preparing you even before you come into the house of God. I tell you, he'll take away the taste of cigarette smoke and all of that. He'll take the very taste of it away from you.
Yes.
You'll find yourself coming before the Lord, praying and asking God to save you. And I tell you, God has moved. On today, the souls begin to acknowledge what God is doing and that they want to be saved.
Thank you. I just
pray that the Lord will continue to bless them and that they will continue with the Lord until the Lord delivers their soul completely. So we are asking for your prayers. So we, this coming week, if it's the Lord's will, we expect to be there for noonday prayer at 12 o'clock this week up until Friday, I believe it is. We intend to be here at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. And if you would like to attend or you would like to get in touch with me or hook up some kind of way so that you could get there, you can call me at 856-304-7774. We would be glad to hear from you, and we will be willing to do whatever we can to help you to get there. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Noonday prayer. I tell you, God is a mighty God. So those of you who would like to be there, I encourage you to get there in that prayer. Amen. I'm just thankful. I thank God for you, Evangelist May, and for how the Lord is blessing you in your ministry. And also, you have a broadcast as well. And if you want to give that information, thank you.
Yes. We broadcast on Sunday night at 7 p.m. and also Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And if you want to come and be in the broadcast with us, you can also come to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. And I'm going to give you the number where you can call in. The number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 5847681 pound. You can call that number and join us on the conference line And if you'd like to be on the broadcast side, you can dial 563-999-3511. Once again, that's 563-999-3511. And that's the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is moving all around, and the Word of God is going forth. We thank God for Evangelist May, and I tell you, I thank God for the ministry that God has blessed her with, and this ministry has truly been growing, and God is truly moving. And so be encouraged, Evangelist May, and those of you who like Evangelist Khadija mentioned in her announcement, need something to help you get through the week, go down there to that 18 Center Street in Woodbury and get in that noonday prayer, and that will help. Or tune in to the broadcast, or tune in to one of the teleconferences, and I'm telling you, God will truly bless you and help you to get through the week. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the broadcast. We thank God for all things. And is there anything else we need to mention from the host? Anything additional? All right. Amen. Praise God. So this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. I encourage you to keep the faith in the Lord. Keep your faith in the Lord. Amen. If your faith is weak, just ask the Lord to increase your faith. Ask him to strengthen your faith, and he will surely help you. And this time of year, you know, we are coming up on Easter, you know, but don't forget the meaning of it. Don't forget that it represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he rose to give us eternal life. So don't forget that. Don't get caught up into all the other things, but remember that this is that time we set aside to commemorate or to remember that Jesus rose on the third day that we might live. Amen. We do thank the Lord for all things, and if there's nothing else, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us on our next broadcast. Also, we invite you to use our guest line while we're on air. You can dial in on our guest line and be on the broadcast as well. So the next time we air live, if it's the Lord's will be Friday evening at 7 p.m. And until that time, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.